Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Is it just you, Hannah?
Yes.
Okay. Interesting session earlier, don't you think?
Yes, it is. And I read the handout from that you sent on Sunday, Conscious Builder, Consciousness Builder. Were you referring to Braysheet that was the link to the Torah portion?
Brandon,
the energy of the Parsha?
The verse in the last letter of the verse.
Okay, I'm sorry, I didn't have it loud enough, so I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
What I was asking about what you thought about doing the first letters of the verse, of the words in the verse, and the last letters of the words in the verse, using the Shalug tool.
Right, yes, it's very good. It's a lot of work. Now I can do that step, but it's getting to what do the letters mean. That's the step that I have a hard time with. Sometimes some of the words I can think of because they're obvious, and I've seen them enough in Hebrew.
Ruby.
Yeah.
Welcome, everybody. Hannah and I are just discussing the email from Saturday, the Bereshit email.
All right, I'm going to mute my phone.
Okay. Let us start. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koa. Ana B'Koa Gedulat Mincha Tatir Seruva Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Tadorinat Mincha Tzadvenu Tacharenu Nora Kufreshayan Sentet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Yehudcha Kevavat Shamren Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barchem Tacharen Tatame Sidkatcha Tamid Gamlen Petet Resh Tzaditav Gimel Pasim Kadosh Berov Tuvcha Nael Adatach Pet Kufbet Tet Nunayan Yachid Geyeth Vamcha Pene Zokre Kedushata Yud Gimel Lamed Bei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufal Tzadi Yud Ta. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei, that created the created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Mosnaim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. When we add the one for the Kolel, by unifying the two letters, becomes 111, which represents the Aleph. The gematria of the letter Aleph is 111 because it's spelled Aleph Lamed Pei. Or we can make the gematria of the Pei and the Lamed 112 through the addition of the letter bet, which is concealed within the written letter pay. And we have gone over previously some of the unifications associated with the word yabok, with the gematria of 112. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rahum Lechanun, Erech Apayim V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, Nosea on wafesha v'chata'a v'nakei. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar from Parashat Yitro, Pasuk 29, that has the energy of certainty. And we'll start with Lishem Yichud. Shoshem Yehud Kutcha Barichu Ishkinte Bichilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leyakda Lishem Yud He Bavav He Piyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhino Amadunai Elohinu Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konane Aleinu Maasei Adenu Konanehu Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tane Nan Bekudcha Barichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Wittata Kola Iyu Kishot Be'ovada Dikshot Pelet lach mila bialma divae barnash. The dach ya leya mine ya. Excuse me. Mine ya ulan haga. Beya kalana tehakulu ovada dikshot inun wekola itzderich bialma. We're now going to connect to the energy of the year 5778 through verses that have that gematria or are connected to the year in some way through its name of Tashin Ayin Chet. The energy of the year 5778 is that of bowing. It's time to bow. It's time to accept the yoke of Torah. It's time to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy. The first one that we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkal Amnon Vayichal Vayavo Amelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El Hamelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Ut Leben Leine Shite Levivo Bevre Miyada. The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalm chapter 32, verse 5, because concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tashin Ayin Chet. The letters of that name are separated by three letters each. Chatati odiacha v'avoni lo kisiti. Amarti ode ale pesha Ladonai ohe wahe Beata nasata Awon chatati sela. The year 5777. The year Tashin Ayin Zion is the year of the goat. We have two verses that connect to this year as well. The first verse that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor o yavai chinam. When we take the first letters of this verse, we have Tzatz Ki Ach, which translates as "dear like brothers." When we take the final letters of the words of this verse, becomes "dear Yam," which translates as "the Sea of Tennis." The second verse that connects to the year of the goat, Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. In this verse, the name of the year is spelled as well. It's concealed, but the separation between the letters of the name is seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. Now for the year 5776, the year of the pause, there are also two verses in this year. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Racha kohanim ayu limach velo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem halevim. Ad kilo tamlacha v'ad yitgadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'livim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letter, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe lalahe wa-wa-wa Yola yo alame hey 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 aka breakaha. The second verse connecting to this energy is Isaiah chapter 26 verse 4. It's still the energy of the pause. Bidhu ba Adonai yo hey wa hey. Ade ad ki bia yo hey Adonai yo hey wa hey sur olamim. The year 5775, the year that swallows up death forever, has three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kamalo tishe mimeni The second verse that we study is from 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavo iyam Asher yitchabe sham ushavtem elai el nachon v'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach Yoved Roav Yom Ruayo. The year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse in all of the Tanakh with this energy. Second Samuel chapter 7 verse 10. Wisam ti makom leami li Israel unta ti vishatan ta ta vilo yergaz od vilo yosifu vene avla le anoto ka asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God, where we will say the names of the traits of Hashem, the names, out loud by saying each letter with its root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo. Sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka akaheta he zayo alada la awa he heya yozala me behe he reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pehela. Nulacha yo 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 me la he wa nuta he a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he to ta wa to me nu da a nu yo he a me. Hey, hey, ah, yo, yo, za. Hey, 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 me, yo, ha. Wa, 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 la, yo, la, hey. Sa, a, la, a, re, yo. A, shi, la, me, yo, hey. Wa, hey, wa, da, nu, yo. Hey, hey, shi, a, me, me. Nu, nu, a, nu, yo, ta. Me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo. Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re wa me be yo he he anu wa me he yo da me be me nu ko a yo a he be wa le a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. There are three names in this list, in this chart, that we pay special attention to because they connect to the year 5778 in various ways. First name is name number 13, Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozala. This name has the energy of heaven on earth. Name 14, Mem Bet Hey, Mei Bei Hey, has the energy of building bridges, of farewell to arms. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Mei, has the energy of building bridges. And we learn from this and these three connections that the path to building heaven on earth is by first building bridges with people, among people, between people, and then because we've built bridges between people, wars and conflicts will lessen, and that allows us to manifest heaven on earth. Tzaddikim, the 72 names from the Tzaddikim will follow in the same pattern with the stating the names out loud using their root vowels. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te am a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka he ka me ta he he yo anu da la ha wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me be. La wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la Nu mei cha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi ya yo re ta shi ya he re la yo a wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za Hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey, hey, she, hey, me, ka, ha, wa, wa, la, yo, yo, hey, sa, a, la, a, re, yo, a, la, me, ta, hey, wa, hey, wa, da, la, yo, hey, yo, she, a, la, a, me, Nu he a nu wa ka me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo da he be be me ka ko a la a he he wa Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The names of the Tzaddikim left this particular day, which is the 21st day of Tishrei. Rabbi Eliezer Papo, there's an interesting story about him, help makes the connection. Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Premishlan, Rabbi David Moshe. Rabbi David Moshe of Chortchov, Rabbi Yechiel Michel Margiliot, Rabbi Abraham Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, and Rabbi Yaakov Arya Twersky, known as the Trisker Rebbe. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Our class tonight is discussing the last three holidays. You can find this handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 8, the second column from the left. When you open that landing page up, scroll down to class 6D. The last 3 days of the holidays of Tishrei. And it will open up to where we start studying the holiday of Hoshana Rabbah. And Hoshana Rabbah, we are in. It started tonight at sundown. It's the sixth day. Actually, the seventh day of Sukkot. It has some unique rituals that the other 6 days of Sukkot do not have. One of them is that there will be seven hakafot, seven circles. These circles are done around the Torah while holding the lulav and etrog. Hoshana is an Aramaic word that translates as supplication, as a please, as thank you. Rabbah is a Hebrew word that means great. So Hoshana Rabbah means a great supplication, a great pleading. The code word of this meaning, and the reason, in my opinion, that The seventh day of Sukkot has a special name. The manifestation of the desire to receive for the light of Hashem that is to be revealed in this year, 5778, is being manifested on this day. The Kabbalists teach that during the night we read from the complete Sefer Devarim, as the Torah tells us to do once every 7 years, but we do it every year. Also, after this reading, the Kabbalists teach that there is a last opportunity to correct any health or financial issues that might take place during the year. And this is done by checking for our tzelem, our shadow. This is not our physical shadow, but our spiritual shadow. And if you are interested in performing this ritual, it's a little late for this year, but if you call me early enough next year, perhaps we can train you. And I will put you in touch with people near you who will be able to perform the ritual, or that I will train you in time. Another ritual done during this night is performed right after the morning prayer, when we break the givurot, by hitting five arodot, five willow branches, against the ground while meditating on the five final letters, referred to as mansapah, mem sofit. Bun sofit, sadi sofit, pe sofit, and finally kaf sofit. These five letters relate to the end of days and to the coming of the Mashiach. This is what is the breaking of the judgments is all about. It's all about bringing Mashiach. Here is a recommended kavanah from the writings of the Arizal to have while hitting the willows. The meditation on the five willow branches, the aravot. The numerical value of arava, a singular willow, is 277, the same as the word seed, zera. The Holy Ari taught us that when we beat the willow to the ground, we meditate to break, to weaken, and sweeten the judgment. We do not make a blessing on this action because the action itself makes them vessels, not words. The vessels of the willow branches, the aravot, that grow by the water, elevate new seeds of light called mayim nukvim. Female waters. Actions below which cause a response in the upper worlds. With each hit on the ground, we break the givurah of one of the five final letters. With each hit of the willow on the ground, meditate on the shape of the letter and say out loud the name of the letter, Mem Sofi, Nun Sofi, Sadit Sofi, Pe Sofi, and Kaf Sofi. There is a wonderful teaching from Rabbi Cook, the first Ashkenazi chief rabbi of Jerusalem. He is one of the foremost Kabbalists of the 20th century as well. He is also the rabbi who gave permission to Rabbi Ashlag to open up his kollel, his school of Kabbalah. The teaching starts with the midrash, the metaphor that each of the four species used during the waving on Sukkot represents one part of the Jewish nation. The etrog, which has a good taste and smell, is a fruit that represents those Jewish people who both study Torah and have good deeds to their merit. The lulav, which comes from a fruit tree, represents those people with good deeds and mitzvot to their merit, but they're not big on studying. The myrtle, which has good smell, represents the Jews who have Torah study to their merit, but they don't have a lot of good deeds. The arrowvote, or the willow, has neither good smell or good taste, and does not come from a tree with fruit. The arrowvote represents the common people. And this leads to a question. Why would we hit the ground with the willow? Is it punishment for the common person who does not do mitzvot or study Torah? And Rabbi Cook explains a story in the Talmud. Here is a description. In Talmudic times, there was a sect called the Boethusians who disagreed with many of the rulings of the sages. One disagreement concerned the willow ceremony. The Boethusians prohibited observing this ceremony on the Sabbath. One year, when Hoshana Rabbah fell on the Sabbath, the Boethusians took the willows and covered them with stones. They knew the rabbis would not permit moving the stones on the Sabbath, since stones are muksa, which is of various categories of objects, such as stones or money. It's basically things that will bring your consciousness away from Shabbat. And the rabbis have prohibited to be handled any item that is muksa on Shabbat, to keep us connected to Shabbat. On Shabbat morning, however, some simple folk who were ignorant about the prohibition of muksa pulled out the willows from under the stones. Then the Kohanim were able to raise the willows alongside the altar. Why does the Talmud emphasize that this praiseworthy act was performed by common folk? By covering the boughs with stones, the willows with stones, the Boethusians had placed the sages in a quandary. If the willow were not used, the Boethusians could cite this as proof that the rabbis had conceded to their opinion that willows should not be raised on the Sabbath. On the other hand, if the rabbis decided to move the stones, the Boethusians could have announced that the rabbinic prohibition of muksa had been abolished. Fortunately, the problem never materialized because the simple Jews resolved the dilemma in their own typical manner. They did not ask questions. Rather, alarmed by the scandal, they responded by simply removing the willows from under the stones. This is an unwritten comment, but Rabbi Ashlag has frequently made mention that if you're not sure what the halakha is, just observe the common Jewish person. What do they do in that situation? And you will find that they most certainly follow the halakha. They create the halakha because they're innately connected to Hashem and know what to do just because they know what to do. Continuing to read. In Israel, the minhag is not to enter the sukkah after the breaking of the Givurot until the kiddush of the Mashiach, which is done as the last kiddush of Simchat Torah. During this kiddush, there is a prayer for the coming of Mashiach and the meal of the Leviathan in the sukkah of the Tzaddikim. And essentially, the sukkah that you leave on Hoshana Rabbah after the breaking of the Givurot becomes the sukkah of the Tzaddikim. Shmini Atzeret. Shmini Atzeret, many people consider as the eighth day of Sukkot. But there's only 7 days in Sukkot according to what the Torah teaches us. And outside of Israel, Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah are celebrated on two different days. This perception is easy to understand, yet there is a deeper understanding that makes this normal, easily understood opinion incorrect. Shmini translates as eight, while Atzeret is translated as assembly or a day of assembly, leading to the false understanding that is mentioned above. Actually, Atzeret comes from the shorish or root of Atzer, which means to stop, to halt, to detain, to rule, to press, or to squeeze. The idea of assembly comes from the idea of stopping and ruling. It implies an assembly of people is a stopping point that leads to ruling, leads to agreement on what to do. The sages give us a metaphor about this holiday. They teach that during the 7 days of Sukkot, all of the 70 nations participate along with the Jewish nation. That is related to by the sacrifice of the 70 bulls that lead to a peaceful world without anti-Semitism. While on this eighth day of assembly, there is only the Jewish world without the other nations. The actual metaphor is a king gives a party for 7 days and invites all the members of his subjects to attend. On the eighth day, he tells everyone else that the party is over. Go home, while he invites his favorite people to a final party consisting only of them. The true meaning of Shmini Atzeret is only revealed by a study of the differences in the temple sacrifices between this holiday and the other days, the other holidays. That study is too long to reveal in this email, but the true meaning of Shmini Atzeret is the creation of the central column energy, which consists of desire and fulfillment in unity. It is simply the rule of the eighth. It is shared only with people who are Jewish, meaning people who follow a spiritual path. There is a special ritual done during the tefillah, or the prayer during this day. It is the tradition of the prayer for rain, transitioning from dew to rain. In the Amidah, we pray for dew or we pray for rain. And twice a year, we transition from one to the other. During Sukkot, during Shmini Atzeret, we transition from praying for dew to praying for rain. There's a link for the meaning of the dew and the rain in the Hebrew liturgy. And it is worthwhile reading. I'm going to do so. The word Geshem, Gimel Shem Mem, translates as rain. It also has the meaning to realize and also sustenance. Below we will speak of the traditional religious discussions about this word and the prayer for rain that takes place in Sukkot and then every day thereafter until Pesach. When we look at the word Geshem in Hebrew, we see that it actually can be seen as name, perceived as name number three. In essence, rain is the inner essence of the tree of life, which is the three-column spiritual system. That is why Hashem gave the land of Israel to the people of Israel. The Kabbalists teach that Hashem put us in the land that needs to pray for the rain, which is the sustenance rather than the land of Egypt, which depends on a river to flood once a year for its sustenance. Hashem wants us to make connection to him every day, rather than only once a year, which was the norm in ancient Egypt. The Kabbalists teach amazing things about rain. When rain happens outside of the hours of midnight to sunrise, it is an indication that there is something out of balance in this area where the rain is occurring. And let me explain this. Rain is made from water, which is the essence of chesed, or loving kindness. If rain interferes in the lives of people, then it is indicating that chesed is coming at a time of judgment, and at a time that indicates it is out of balance. Rain should never come as greater than a mist, yet it almost never does in our world today. This is just indicating how out of balance is our world. I'm going to skip the explanation of the word do, because we can cover that when we transition through Pesach. Let us return to where we left off in the previous page, where we can start to discuss Simchat Torah. This translation of Simchat Torah is joy of Torah, referred to as dancing with the Torah. What actually happens is seven circles are performed with the Torah. But it's not seven circles. It's seven circles for each person holding the Torah. So if you have a community of 100 people, it's 700 circles. The result of these circles is the creation of the central column energy for the year, which is the creation of the surrounding light for each person. Remember, we have 10 days of holidays that create the desire to receive for this year, 5778. Then we have 11 days of creation for the fulfillment of these desires. Then we have one day that creates the central column of the upper three sephirot. It's Shmini Atzeret. And finally, the creation of the surrounding life of fulfillment for each person. This is Simchat Torah. This surrounding light is generated through the reading of the last parasha of the Torah and the first parasha of the Torah together. This is a wedding chuppah of the Jewish world. Remember, Jewish means people who follow a spiritual path. This circle of the Torah, last and first in unity, create a circle that represents the surrounding light. The surrounding light is waiting for each person to transform it during the year by actions to become inner light. This is the manifestation of Hashem into the physical world. We do this through transforming ourselves. I'm skipping down. It looks like we are complete. Does anyone have any questions about these 3 days of Hollywood, of holidays? And I will wish you all a happy holiday. Go ahead, Jasmine.
Just a question. You know, I attend a Chabad synagogue, and for the dancing around the bima with the Torah, they don't really let women to do that. How can I do that?
Go to another synagogue. The minhag at Chabad is to not let women do that. The minhag at most Orthodox synagogues and all Kabbalistic synagogues is women are able to touch the Torah and dance with the Torah and are called to Aliyah. They're called to the Torah to read the Torah on the morning of Simchat Torah, where every person, man, woman, and child, receives an aliyah. Because it's the Jewish people are getting married. They're walking under the chuppah. When they read the Torah, the last parasha and the first parasha, Zod HaBracha and Bereshit, are read in a cycle, in a circle. That's a wedding. It's the bringing together of male and female. We spoke a little bit about how rain, how we transition from dew to rain in our earlier class tonight. The transition, when we transition from dew to rain, rain represents male waters, Mayim Duchrim. And dew represents Mayim Nichrevim. And when we transition from dew to rain during the Musaf of Shmini Atzeret, what is actually happening is we are injecting the consciousness of the male waters into the female months. Because there are 12 months, there are 6 male months and 6 female months. And understanding the energy of male and female, which of course everybody thinks we understand that energy. After all, we get married, we have children. Don't we understand sexuality? Don't we understand creativity? Don't we understand male-female energies? But the essence of male energy being injected into the female months is what gives it the month's balance. Otherwise, everything in the female months would be female energy. And there's no balance in just female energy. But not so the men feel so righteous. It's also true that when we transition from rain to dew in the spring in Passover, we are injecting female water into the male months. So the male without female is not in balance. And the whole purpose of Shmini Atzeret, the whole purpose of Simchat Torah, is to give us a connection to central column energy.
Which is the balance.
Go ahead.
I mean, it's the balance, the central column.
The central column consists of the right column and the left column in unity. That is balance. Everything is in balance. Everything is connected. There's not right column separate from left column. Like when you look at when you visualize the tree of life, the right column is there, the left column is there, but there's no balance because they're separated from each other. When you bring them together at the balance point, when you bring the male energy and the female energy together, that creates balance. That is what balance actually means. Male and female in unity. Any other questions? I wish you all a good study of Deuteronomy tonight. Normally, I would be doing this with you, and we would be recording it. But I'm leading services on Shmini Atzeret and Simchat Torah in this community here in Atlanta. And I do need to conserve my strength since I was on vacation in the hospital last week. Everything is fine. But everyone should go to on vacation in the hospital from time to time, because you learn a lot about your body in that process. So I highly recommend it, just not too often. But I do need to conserve my strength. So I'm not staying up all night tonight. But you can scan the book of Deuteronomy from a Chumash. And do your seven circles in the morning with the morning prayers. And break the aravot, the willow branches. Are there any questions? Tomorrow at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class. And at 7 o'clock, we will have questions and answers. We will also have two classes on Thursday, which I'll announce tomorrow what they are. I'm sorry to interrupt you. What is your question?
With having to bind the willows and have five, is it to represent the five worlds?
Your question was too soft, Thomas. You have to speak up, please.
The branches that we put together for the breaking of the willows is a group of five. Does the five
Correct.
Represent the five worlds?
Yes, the five willows represent the five worlds. They represent the left column energy of the five worlds, which is judgment energy, and you're sweetening that judgment by breaking the judgment.
Right.
And that's why you put the willows on the ground, preferably on raw earth or grass rather than on cement. And you do that with the consciousness to break the judgment for the five final letters.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, do we do that, the what we just talked about it, in the sukkah or outside?
You do the breaking of the willows as when you're in the sukkah. If your sukkah has grass on it, you do it in the sukkah. If your sukkah is, like most people's, is built on cement or some other hard surface, then you go outside the sukkah and find that raw earth, that growing earth, where there's grass or some place where you're connecting to dirt when you break the willows. When you're breaking the judgments.
Any time in particular you said in the morning before the morning prayers?
No, after the morning prayers. You do the morning prayers and then you break the willows. The last action you do before you go to sleep from the all-night study is to break the willows. And then you go to sleep. You know, it's, you You're entitled to a well-earned rest after an all-night study.
I wish you would be with us.
I will wish as well, but this year I need to gather some strength. So Leanne or I will be with you next year to do it.
One more question. If we don't have the humash, what we can do with the sohar? We can read.
If you look at Zohar Emor, I believe it is section 38. It may be section 36. But take a look at that. There will be discussion of the breaking of the Aravot. But if you don't have a Chumash, you can go online for free and connect to a Chumash. Type in the word for a Google search, Machon Mambre, M-A-C-H-O-N hyphen M-A-M-R-E. And the whole Hebrew and English translation of the Chumash and the whole Hebrew Bible is on that website, and it's there for free to download for free. Or to read it online for free. So there are no limitations in our world anymore. Other than finding a minion that you can connect to. Shalom to all.
Shalom.
Thank you, Hola.